Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome to PJ Sports Talk. It is a beautiful Sunday morning, or afternoon, I guess. And so this is going to be a fun day Sunday, kind of PJ Sports Talk. We'll talk a little bit about Major League Baseball and the Rays, as well as the NBA draft a little bit. But kind of just what's going on in the world in general. I'm sort of a baseball fan, but over the summer I'm going to be looking to try and get guests and things like that. So, you know, we can kind of have longer shows. But for this show, I'm just going to have it for a 15-minute show just because there's not a lot to talk about besides baseball and the NBA draft. And I was not able to watch the NBA draft. I've just heard things. You know, I've seen the order of the draft picks, that whole thing. But besides that, I really wasn't. Well, I guess really the draft picks are really the only thing that matters. But I would say that, you know, that there was definitely some surprises in there. I didn't think it would turn out the way it did, and but it was pretty cool, and yeah. So here, let's get into this NBA draft here. So for the first pick, they had Karl Anthony Towns drafted by Minnesota. Their first pick last year was Andrew Wiggins, and he turned out to be okay, but. You know, so Karl Anthony Towns, he's coming from Kentucky. And here's a crazy stat, right? Here's a crazy stat. So, let's go through, first off, let's go through the universities that these people are coming out from. First off, very surprising thing. I didn't realize this, but two out of the top five players that were drafted were from Spain. So, that's pretty interesting. Anyway, so first off, we had Karl Anthony Towns went to Minnesota, coming out of Kentucky. He was a freshman, right? He's a center. And then you have D'Angelo Russell, you know, a very good point guard from Ohio State, freshman as well. I'm kind of looking at the freshman, you know, the most here, 6'5", pretty good sized point guard. Then you got Jahlil Okafor going to Philadelphia. I was thinking it was between D'Angelo Russell and Jahlil Okafor for the Lakers, but they decided to go with D'Angelo Russell. So you had Jahlil Okafor going to Philadelphia, of course, another freshman. And then 4 and 5 were both from Spain. I'm not going to try and pronounce their names, but the first one, power forward, went to the New York Knicks, and then fifth pick, Orlando, coming out of Spain as well. So then you have Willie Cauley-Stein, going to Sacramento Spurs, Sacramento. Oh, it's slipping me. He went to Sacramento. Let's just leave it at that. He's Kentucky. He's coming out as a junior, so that's good. Then you had Emmanuel Mudiay from China. You know, lots of international pick in here, freshman. Then you had Stanley Johnson out of Arizona, freshman. Then you had Frank Kaminsky, draft pick number 9, the first senior, is a draft pick number 9, Frank Kaminsky out of Wisconsin. He's my boy right there. He almost took us he almost went all the way into the championship, but we got robbed by this guy right here, Justice Winslow, went 10th, freshman going to Miami. Miles, this is, and that was the first 10. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead, try and give you a quick count here. So here we go. So there's 1, 2, 3. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12, right, and then you, most of them, 13, and then that's pretty much it. You have 14 freshmen in the first round. That's almost half of your draft, right? Almost half of your draft in the first round are all, you know, freshmen, you know? So that's pretty interesting. I think that they have to fix that rule. I think you can come out as a junior, right? Because think about it, right? There's these teams like Kentucky, and they just filter through these guys, right? They have a guy, freshman, send him out, get another freshman, send him out. They're taking all these talent, right? And they're not letting any other teams get it. You know, so if you're either a good school, or it's almost like a caste system. You know, where you can't move up in the ranks, you can't move down in the ranks, really. The only way that you can move up is if a person picks your school for whatever reason, you know. And so that's the NBA draft. That's kind of what my take was on that. They need to fix the one-and-done rule. So for Major League Baseball, we have some news there. So let's head on over there. So first off, the Red Sox, right? Bad news. Hanley Ramirez returns to Boston for an MRI on his hand. He apparently, you know, hurt his hand in the game against the Rays. And I got to tell you, the game yesterday, the Rays, what are you thinking? I don't really know the backstory behind that, but what are you, if any of you saw the game yesterday, you would see it. I don't know what the meaning was behind that or anything. I know if you know, then feel free to tell me and correct me, but I don't know what the meaning was behind that. It was like yellow letters on this like light blue type deal. It was bad. I don't know if it's their new uniform now or what, but it was bad. All right. And so that's pretty much going to do it for that first morning segment. Stay right here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Stay right here. We'll be right back with some Monday, Sunday, you know, just almost like freestyle type deal. Stay right here on PJ Sports Talk.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities built with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stud show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome back to this beautiful Sunday afternoon. I'm your host, PJ. So, let's get right into this. First off, I was at basketball camp for the last week, and it was a lot of fun. We get to do a lot of activities, and I really improved my game. And, you know, at the camp, this is a really, really cool part of the camp. They take video of you shooting the basketball, right? And you basically get to see your form in a film room, and they, you know, they circle the parts that are wrong. They give you guidelines, right? And kind of to improve your shot. And I had a perfect shot besides one thing. And I found this hilarious. I didn't really realize I did this, but when I shoot the basketball, I don't know if any of you guys play basketball, but you use whatever your dominant hand is, right? And you take your not dominant hand and you put it right next to the ball, right? And you just keep it still, right? So it's called your guide hand. Well, what I would do with my guide hand is instead of keeping it still, as soon as the ball leaves my hand, my guide hand moves off to the right like I'm choking myself. And I think I do that so I wouldn't get slapped in the arm, so it wouldn't distract me. But you want to get slapped in the arm so you can get a foul. But, you know, it was, I thought that was pretty interesting. And the coach was like, yeah, so we're over here with PJ. He does something really weird with his guide hand. Watch. And he played it. And I was like, wow, because I didn't even know I did that. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. And also, this past week, I saw Jurassic World. That was really awesome. So, I'm going to give you a little bit of a rundown what happened, what my take was on it, and what parts I thought were really cool. So, of course, spoiler alert. Jurassic World, right? It started off, you know, you had the training of the raptors, and they wanted to have this new exhibit, because apparently regular dinosaurs doesn't have the quote-unquote wow factor anymore. I mean, it's like you're going to Hogwarts, you know. Of course it has a wow factor. Anyway, but they didn't think so. So they made this hybrid dinosaur. And behind the scenes, this bad guy was working and with the people in the lab. And the real reason why they gave this dinosaur all these bad qualities is because they wanted to use it in war, right? Well, the bad dinosaur, he had cloaking abilities. He was able to hide his thermal, you know, signatures, right? And he scraped the wall, so it looked like he got out, right? Even though he didn't. He was physically incapable, but these people were like, this dinosaur is amazing, right? So they went inside to take a look, and they left the door wide open, and they started chasing after him, and the people ran out the door, and the dinosaur, they tried closing on it, but the dinosaur got through, right? So now you have this crazy dinosaur on the loose. He's wreaking havoc, and he's killing dinosaurs for sport, right? Well, then he goes into the park, right? And they have to evacuate the park. And at this point, everything's going downhill, right? And then you have raptors, right? That you try to take them to try and kill this Indominus Rex, right? Doesn't work. The raptors turn on the people because the Indominus Rex is also part raptor, right? Well, then they head back to the play, into, you know, the park, and they're chasing after him, and they take out the Indominus Rex, but the raptors are there, and of course Pratt, Owen, his buddy plays in the movie, is able to get the raptors back under control, and they go after the Indominus Rex, and the Indominus Rex throws one off to the side and then kills the other three, right? And then the T-Rex, it was let loose and goes and tries to kill the Indominus Rex. And right before the Indominus Rex is about to kill the T-Rex, the one raptor, the alpha raptor, comes over and starts clawing up the Indominus Rex, distracts him. The T-Rex comes back after him and pushes the Indominus Rex onto the ground. And a big giant alligator that you see in the preview comes out and eats it. And that was pretty much the end of the movie. And it was a really awesome movie. If you guys haven't already seen it, I would suggest you go over and see it. Anyway, thank you for listening to PJ's Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. Have a fabulous Sunday.